Welcome to the Yolanda Shoshana podcast, where I get into lifestyle, pop culture, food, libations, advice, and a little bit of magic. Now, let's get wicked. Hey, hey, thanks for tuning into my podcast. It's your Bruja in the Bronx. I'm all about helping you live life through your senses. This episode is dedicated to a little bit of celebrity gossip, or what I like to call celebrities getting dragged or talked about on Twitter. There's been a lot of activity lately, and I'd love to discuss. In some instances, I throw in some of my celebrity predictions. If you followed me for a while, you know I had a celebrity predictions column on Cupid's Pulse. I'm now starting to add some of those predictions to my website, awitchintheworld.com, and I will do some here. Let's get into it. Oh, Vanilla Ice was being dragged on Twitter. Now, recently he was dragged because he was going to put on a concert during the pandemic. He said he booked it months ago and he didn't know that the numbers were as big in Texas. Now, who's going to Vanilla Ice concerts in 2020? Raise your hands and show yourselves. I'm so curious. I had no idea that this man was holding concerts. I only know of one song, Ice Ice Baby. I didn't know he had a catalog of music that could pull off a whole concert. Now, last year he sold 1,800 tickets. This year they were offering 450 with VIP seating. The concert was canceled and he put out a video and he apologized. The funny thing is I was actually at an event last year that Vanilla Ice was at. It was him against Ice-T. He's a very cool guy. He's actually a lot of fun. But I had no idea that his concerts were a thing. So I'm assuming you're going to be able to get refunds for this concert if you were the one who was going. So let's get into Cancel Hamilton, which is now a hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Cancel Hamilton, which is actually a thing which surprised me. The hit theatrical show, the show on Broadway, is being shown on Disney Plus. It hit Disney Plus early. And some people want the show to be removed because it's saying that our forefathers were racist. And it's glorifying Alexander Hamilton. Well, yes, our forefathers were racist as fuck. George Washington had the teeth of slaves in his mouth. So, yes. Hamilton. Okay. Yeah, they sucked. But what exactly are people mad at? Are you mad at Miranda? Or are you mad at Hamilton? A story is a story. First of all, the story, the show, is theater. It's a play, a musical. It is art. We know that it's not real because the people in it are of color, and we know our forefathers were not of color. Some have called the show buffoonery and say that it helps white people feel better about their relationships with people of color. I say some of those people are simply jealous. I disagree. Yes, we know that Hamilton is fictional as fuck because of the part being played by actors of color. However, the music in it is pretty historically accurate, which is my favorite part of the show. Now, there are so many positive things about this show. Number one, it got kids of color interested in history. And it got so many of them interested in being a part of the theater. A lot of the artists in the show said that kids would bump into them and say, oh my gosh, I want to be a theater performer. I call that a win. As a ex-theater major, I majored in theater. The one thing that's emphasized by theater teachers is creating your own show if no one is casting you. Don't know if you noticed this, but a lot of Latin men are not being cast on Broadway. A lot of people of color are not being cast on Broadway. The way I see it, Miranda decided to create a vehicle that he wanted to be in, and it was a pretty cool and entertaining vehicle known as Hamilton. A few people have argued that the show is buffoonery and that Miranda is earning money off of Hamilton and his in-laws for owning slaves. I think that's so ironic. If you don't see the irony in it, look deeper. Historically, it cannot be found that Hamilton actually owned slaves. Maybe his in-laws did. And if Miranda is earning money, understand that a man of color is actually earning money after the story of a white man who possibly had in-laws who owned slaves, earning lots of money. Lots of money. So let's think of this as reparations and think of that as irony and see that for what it is. Now, Disney hasn't said if they're going to pull this show or not. They probably won't. The streaming service is up dramatically due to this show. They haven't had a lot of things that have like hit like this. I say they'll have it for the next few weeks. But I will say my prediction is that Miranda will lay low for a bit because he's coming under fire for this as well as relationships in Puerto Rico. He's going to just kind of stay quiet. I believe he has a new show coming out on Netflix. He may say a little something, but he's going to stay, you know, hidden kind of in the bushes, lurking until it's time for In the Heights, which is coming out in 2021. We won't hear that much from him. I think it's a good move. I think it's smart. Let this all like blow out. The reality is he's made this money from Hamilton. I think it's still a brilliant piece. The music is brilliant. And he's got a lot of haters. All right. So now I got to talk about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Ugh. Every few years, we get tortured with these Will and Jada swinger rumors, and no one really cares. Let's keep that real. But this time, it looks like there are receipts in the name of August Alsina, who went on a talk show and talked about his relationship with Jada, and then added that Will gave his blessing. Now, none of this shocks me. Some people on Twitter elsewhere were shocked. Now, if Will is not trying to have sex with Jada, he's happy that another man is going to take that off of the table for him and take care of her. Makes sense to me. I believe all of what August said. First of all, if you listen to Will and Jada talk about their marriage, or so we say their relationship, because they're not in a marriage, they're life partners or whatever they call it, it's clear that they're both doing their own thing. At times, though, they don't seem to be on the same page with what they're doing, but that's a whole other conversation. Now, as for them being swingers, they both have denied that they're swingers, but if you pay attention to what swinger means people passing partners to each other. That doesn't seem to be what they're doing. They seem to be leading separate lives. Will has his thing and Jada has her thing. So they're technically not swingers, which makes lots of sense. I do think, however, Will seems to be enjoying whatever agreement that they have more than Jada. She seems to always be looking for attention and trying to keep up with Will as he's living his best life. I think it works for him just fine. And I think she seems to always be searching for something. Now, as for the Jada and August situation, the bigger question is, did she take advantage of him knowing that he was damaged and that he had mommy issues, etc.? Personally, I'm not sure that she did. And I say this because she's a hot mess. I don't think she has it together as much as people do. I think she is technically always looking for something. most people in open relationships or whatever her and Will call it, one person is always doing better than the other. And I think Will's doing great. And I think that she's suffering. That's just my opinion. Now, the unfortunate thing for us is she says there's healing to do and she's bringing herself to the red table. Now we gotta sit through Jada talking about whatever it is that's going on. My prediction is that she will also find a way to talk around this. She'll talk to the issue, but still talk around it. Pay attention to what she says and what she doesn't say. I'm always curious that Will doesn't have much to say about any of this. He's going to let Jada handle the situation, which is fine. She'll probably admit that she made a mistake or whatever. But she and Will are living separate lives. So whatever they call it, she doesn't have to reveal it on the red table or anywhere else. So just pay attention to what she does not say. Either way, she's still boring as fuck. I wish August all the best and I hope he heals. Last but not least, I want to end this podcast on a positive note. Good news for a change with celebrities. Usain Bolt recently became a new dad, and he has a new daughter named Olympia Lightning Bolt. What's great is that Serena's daughter is also named Olympia. They're close enough in age to be on the same Olympic team or to go against each other. Either way, we are here for it. Congratulations to Usain and his girlfriend. And we look forward to seeing what Olympia is going to do. That is such a powerful name. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. If you want to keep up with me, go to YolandaShoshana.com. You can find me on Twitter at Shoshi, S-H-O-S-H-I. You can find me on Instagram, Yolanda Shoshana. You can find me on Facebook. I'm on all the things. Come and find me. I'm on Pinterest as well under Yolanda Shoshana. I love having you here. I appreciate your support. Feel free to email me at shoshi@yolandashoshana.com. And until next time, peace, love, and cheers.